TBRI.
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 TOVD.
TBRI.
TBRI. Trust-based relational intervention.
TBRI is an attachment-based
trauma-informed intervention
that is designed to meet the complex needs
of vulnerable children.
TBRI uses empowering principles
to address physical needs,
connecting principles for attachment needs,
and correcting principles to disarm fear-based behaviors.
While TBRI is based on years of attachment, sensory processing, and neuroscience research,
the heartbeat of TBRI is connection.
Hello and welcome to the TBRI podcast. You're listening to Season 6, Episode 4. On this show, we talk all about trust-based relational intervention, or TBRI. We talk about different elements of the model itself, and also about how TBRI is applied in various systems of care and practice. I'm Emily Pickett, and today we are switching things up just a little bit on the podcast. If you are listening in real time as we're releasing episodes, or if you're listening in order, you know that we've been chatting with different members of our outreach team here at the Karen Purvis Institute of Child Development. So these are individuals who provide training and consultation as part of their work at the Institute, and one of those individuals is actually our podcast host, Sarah Mercado. Sarah, understandably, did not want to interview herself as part of this series, so she let me join her for a chat about her journey to TBRI, her work with KPICD, and of course, those fun rapid-fire questions. Like I mentioned, this is part of our mini-series with our teammates who train during TBRI practitioner training sessions, who also travel globally to teach, learn from, and support organizations who are implementing TBRI on a systemic level. One more quick announcement before we chat with Sarah. Did you know that the TBRI podcast is now on YouTube? That is right. Head over to youtube.com and search TBRI podcast to find videos for each episode beginning in season 6. You can also find all kinds of other great video resources on our YouTube channel. Thank you so much for listening, and please enjoy this conversation with Sarah Mercado.
Sarah, welcome to your own podcast.
Talk about sharing the mic. I think I'm a little more nervous on this side.
Listen, I am usually just muted, and here I am.
But you... It's so fun to see you and hear you.
Well, if people don't know me, I'm Emily. I'm Emily Pickett, and I work at Karen Purvis Institute of Child Development, and I'm a communications coordinator, and I get to work on the podcast, and it's so much fun. But most of my work is behind the scenes, so it's fun. Yeah. To be on the microphone with you today, Sarah. It's
good to have you out front.
Well, we're really excited to chat with you. You have been a trainer with us for a long time, have been with KPICD for a long time. And so I would love to just get started. The people know you, but maybe this is their first time listening. So could you introduce yourself and tell us about the primary geographic location that you serve as a training and consultation specialist?
Yeah, for sure. I'm Sarah Mercado. Like you said, I've been around for, 7-ish years, maybe a little bit more than that, with the KPICD. And right now, I would say my primary geographic regions are all of Eastern Europe and a lot of Texas and some of Florida. And then I also help out with our practitioner trainings. So my caseload kind of varies to be able to support the practitioner trainings.
All of Eastern Europe.
Wow. It's a dream. They're just the best people in the whole world. I just love them so much.
Well, that is awesome. You're doing great work all over the world is what it sounds like. And we're grateful for you. So, well, if people have listened to the podcast before, they know a little bit about your TBRI journey, but I'm just going to ask you, has TBRI always been something that's come naturally to you, or is this like a required practice?
If you've listened to any episode, you've probably heard that this is not natural for me at all. I have to literally every day practice and pay attention to what I'm doing, because the way I grew up was consequence reward or consequence or go isolate until you can be good enough to be with us kind of thing. And so for me, I can draw from that so fast. So this is a very can be challenging for me at times, but it feels so right. And so I'm so glad I know it, but on the daily, I have to pay really close attention.
Same. So
yeah.
Isn't it wild how you teach this stuff and then you go to respond quickly and you're like, oh, hi, it's my history.
Right. Yeah. It's so challenging. I talked to somebody. I was telling them that recently about like my most recent redo that my kids gave me, and mine are, you know, pretty much young adults now. And they were like, we just thought you had it all together. And I was like, oh, sweet thing. No.
0%. No. Yes.
We're 0%.
All still on our journey, helping each other out all the time.
Absolutely.
Okay. So sort of on that train of thought, what is your favorite TBRI principle and why?
Okay. My current favorite TBRI principle is the one that saves me. So, it's the connecting principle. It's the hardest one for me. I was, even though everything was like super, I say it, you do it, for me growing up and the beginning of my parenting journey, correcting, I was able to somehow kind of grab a hold of like some of the playful engagement, and the structured engagement pretty well. But connecting was hard because that really dug into my own history. So, connecting is my favorite because it's the one that saves me.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Yeah. Okay. So maybe the same answer, maybe something different. Which TBRI strategy is the easiest for you and which one is the hardest?
Okay. Easiest strategy for me is playful engagement for sure. Across, not just within the levels of response, but I enjoy play. I enjoy having fun with kids. I actually probably have flip-flopped from being super high structure to like needing to bring a little more structure in at times, because I enjoy the play so much. So I would say that's my natural go-to is playful engagement, and just playfulness in general. I love, even now that we're bringing more just about plain old play in, as opposed to it being like one of the, you know, embedded in a strategy, just learning how to play. So I'd say that's the easiest. The hardest for me, but the one that gets the most practice, is mindfulness, because I am very quick to respond. So if I'm being mindful, which is hard, then I play really, really well. If I'm not being mindful, then sometimes I get frustrated or maybe need a redo. I've never been like a big yeller or screamer. I think I've learned that my nonverbal is probably just as hurtful as what I could say with my words. So I have to be really mindful of how I respond to things nonverbally. So mindfulness. And then of course, I just love to play.
I love that. I'm right there with you on the mindfulness. That one's tricky.
The first class I ever taught with the KPICD, I was still working in foster care and we were doing Travis County, and Casey asked me if I would teach at one of our like coaching and support days that we had. And I was like, so incredibly honored. And then she asked if I would teach on mindfulness. And I thought literally like, oh, I should just walk away and never come back.
No.
I'm so scared of it, but
I'm so glad you didn't.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. It was fun though. It was not that fun, but it was fun. It scared me so much back then. Now I understand it more.
Yes. I love that. Okay. So you alluded to this earlier, but would you mind sharing a time that you needed a redo, either with your own kids or some kids you were serving or even another grown up?
You mean like today? You want like,
listen, yes, I feel that deeply. I already did a redo this morning on the way to camp drop off. Uh-huh. So I get it.
Yeah. Man, parenting and working with kids is so hard. I think one of the redos that speaks most to me about why I need them so often is when I start to bump into my own stuff. And so one that really stands out, I really do get them all the time, but this one stands out a lot to me, is when my youngest was trying to do school during COVID. She and I together are not online learners. We like to be around people. And she for sure needed her teachers to be more present in person. And so we were battling And also understanding the complexities of that. We lived in the country and didn't have good internet. There were a lot of barriers, but one day I just decided that I would wake up before her and hop onto the school's like grade. It's called Skyward. Like that's okay. It's where you can check into the grades and missing assignments and all of that stuff. And just right first thing in the morning, no coffee, jumped onto Skyward to see the laundry list of all of her missing assignments and her grades, which was just to begin with, not a mindful decision. And so I promptly walked down the stairs because my office was upstairs and woke her up before she needed to be awake and just, you know, went into like, what's the deal? How could you even be sleeping? Why isn't this important to you? And, you know, all the things. And she just like looked at me like I had lost my mind, which is fairly accurate. And I turned around and walked away and I got back up to this top of the stairs and I was like, oh, okay. And that doesn't always happen this quickly for me, but like, I felt it so badly. Like what I just completely shamed her. And I just turned around and I was like, okay, Sarah, like everything you're afraid of is about you because I teach TBRI in that school district. Now like, how does it feel to be me and have my kid not doing what they need to do when I'm over here, like teaching how to, you know, help kids along. And so I was just taking everything so personally, all my fears about college and all the things that didn't matter in that moment came flooding in and I just let them take over. And so I just gave her a few minutes and walked back down and, I asked for it. I said, can I just have a redo? And let me explain to you what happened. And that's the great thing about our older kids is we can explain our fears to them. And that they don't have to, that like our kids do, right? Like sometimes their fears drive their behavior. My fear drove my behavior in that moment because I wasn't being mindful and taking my time. And so, I think that's one of the, that's usually what it's about. When I get way off, it's usually about some fear that is only about me and not about them.
Totally. Totally. Thanks for sharing that. I know it's really fun talking about our failures.
Well, I think that like, here's the reality. We all have them all the time, right?
100%. And I think
if we don't share that we have failures with our kids, they'll never be able to own their own.
For sure.
Yeah, tricky.
Okay. So kind of going off of that, if you could tell your younger version of yourself that's just learning TBRI and maybe this might've been when you were struggling with TBRI, what would you tell Sarah, 15 years ago, something like that?
Yeah. 2011, I think is when I started to come through. I was a fighter. I fought it. I didn't think it would work. I had worked with some very challenging kids. So I was the one in the back of the room making all the faces and egging people on around me to not believe in this thing.
I would have liked to be sitting at your table.
Pretty cool. That's why I have such a soft spot for all the fighters, because I know how that feels. I'm a recovering TBRI fighter. You know, I would probably tell myself, I probably couldn't have done it then, but I probably would have told myself to explore my feelings about it more reflectively of what I had going on than externally. Because I think all of that is about fear. So I'd probably just say like, calm down and one step at a time. I was trying to do everything at one time and you can't. And so just taking one little bit at a time and slow down. You don't have to do everything overnight. And it's okay to wrestle with it because every time we bump into something, we learn something more about ourselves. So
totally.
Yeah.
I think it's so tricky because when you're learning a TBRI, at some point it's like this mirror is being held in front of you and it's like, okay, but go do it differently, but you're still seeing how you're experiencing this relationship and it's breezy and it's no problem
it's
at
so
all.
Hard.
Caught onto it so quickly. I'm joking. Have my struggles so with hard. It like everyone else, but.
Oh yeah, for sure. But it's all right. We get there. Right. And
yes,
you know, I think our kids show us how well we're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're the mirror. They're the real mirror.
That's so good, Sarah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely it. Okay. Well, we're going to transition into kind of some fun questions.
Okay.
I'm going to rapid fire ask you, but you've already asked these questions to our other trainers. So you might have quick answers. You might not.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. This is the inside scoop on Sarah Mercado. Oh. What is your favorite food?
Oh, okay. That changes all the time. Right now I'm really into like, it's summer. So I'm loving like tomatoes and cucumbers and corn and like a salad like that. It's my favorite thing. All the fresh summer foods.
Listen, it's times like this that you should really work in the office, because Robin Schielander, our program coordinator, is bringing the goods from her garden almost every day to the office. There's a little basket of cherry tomatoes in there right now.
I know. Oh, I'm sad. Yes, I should come by more often.
Be there in 3 hours, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. See you in 3.5 hours.
Okay, sorry. I said it's not rapid fire when Emily's asking the questions. I want to chat about it. Okay, how do you take your coffee, Sarah?
My favorite drink right now is a hot vanilla latte.
Ooh.
I know. I used to just be plain Jane, but somebody gave me one accidentally. And then I got turned on.
And you're like, I'm worth this steamed milk.
Yes. Turns out that is not what you need, but that is what you want.
Like a hug for your inside.
It so is. Nice.
Okay. If you were like playing for the Texas Rangers and you had a walk-up song, like as a baseball player, or if you had a theme song as a person where you just walk into a room and the song plays, what is your theme song or your walk-up song?
So typically I would say I need to turn to you, because I am like the least cool person on the planet to know this kind of thing. But my favorite like kind of pump up song is probably from the Rocky.
Oh, good. A classic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a classic. So I actually need somebody a little more cooler than me to help me decide that, because I'm not that in touch.
Mine would be like the Bluey theme song, because that's my whole life.
I yeah, I wouldn't know which one to pick, but I did go to the Taylor Swift concert with, you know, one of my kids. And so I feel very cool right now.
You are very extremely cool. We could find a T-Swift walk-up song for sure.
Okay. I'll let you take care of that.
Okay. What is your favorite vacation spot?
Oh, the mountains.
Okay.
Mountains, any mountains.
Yeah. Any mountain, anywhere. Okay. Favorite animal?
Well, I used to be a dog person, but now I have this little cat, and she's
she's kind of like a guest producer on the podcast, because what people don't know is she's present for most episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, she's swirling around here. She's actually currently sticking her paw under this door behind me.
Oh, sorry, girlfriend. So
little Rosie is hanging out back here, and she's clumsy. I don't know if you've ever seen a clumsy cat before, but it makes her 10 times funnier than otherwise. But she's a sweet little baby, and we love her.
She's the original TBRI cat-titioner.
Okay, I see what you did there.
When we were online for training for a brief moment, we had lots of TBRI cats, dogs, and babies. So,
cat-titioners.
Cat-titioners.
She is.
Love it. Okay, what about your favorite sports team?
Okay, that's a really good question, because I didn't really care for college sports a whole lot in my younger years. That could be part of my history, because there was a very large obsession with college sports in childhood. Sure. But I'm really into TCU these days, because I have a TCU kid, and they're winning, and it's really fun to see these kids all excited. So I think I don't really care what they're playing, because all of the teams, it's not just football, which I think really fun. Yeah. So I streamed the baseball tournament. Mm-hmm. So I'm really enjoying TCU right now.
Go Frogs. We love to see it.
Go Frogs.
Okay. Favorite hobby.
You know, my very favorite thing to do when I don't have to do anything else is to hang out with my people.
Yeah.
I love kids, friends. I love to sit in the backyard and just shoot the breeze. I don't want to go to a crowded place, but that's my very favorite thing to kind of do. I told myself I was going to learn to play the ukulele, because one of my kids has one, but I don't see that happening, because I'm not trying.
Well, when you're not supporting all of Eastern Europe, maybe you could pick up the ukulele.
Oh, I may have picked the wrong instrument.
Or maybe it could be your newest foray into playful engagement.
There you go. There you go. I'll just walk around with the ukulele.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Okay, Sarah, thank you for letting me chat with you today on your very own podcast. It was fun.
So fun. This is our podcast. This is ours.
Well, it's a good time.
We have so much fun. Yeah. Thank you.
We do. We do. Bye, Sarah.
The TBRI podcast is produced by the Care and Purpose Institute of Child Development at TCU. To learn more about TBRI and the resources mentioned in this episode, please visit child.tcu.edu/podcast.